So today I want to talk about something that's already happening, whether you realize it or not. You're already selling. And no, this is not just if you have a product or not just if you run a business, but if you're posting online, interviewing for jobs, pitching your child on eating broccoli, or even just trying to persuade your partner to pick your favorite movie for date night. You're selling. And it's time to get good at it on purpose.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million-dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
As a society, we've all really internalized the stereotype of sales as shady. But sales at its core is really just helping people make informed decisions. It's giving people what they need, and it's moving someone from problem to solution. Think about it. Every single service that makes your life better, whether that's food, housing, education, tools, land, mentorship, got to you because someone sold it to you. Sales is how we distribute value. And in a world where algorithms, ads, and content are all selling to you need to understand how to position and advocate for your value and how to do it clearly, confidently, and ethically. Here's what I've learned. If you're not intentionally selling your value, your ideas, your services, then you're just hoping someone notices. And hope is not a strategy. I see this all the time with high-performing people. They're incredible at what they do, but terrible at communicating why it matters. They think the work should speak for itself, and maybe it should in a dream world, but we're in the real world. It doesn't. You have to advocate for your own value. My career for the better part of a decade has been in sales, whether it was called consumer success specialist, academic tutor, partnerships manager, teacher, account manager, or now enterprise account executive. My function has always been to get people the services that they need. That's how I view selling, connecting people and institutions with the products, information, or technology they require to carry out their mission. In my professional capacity, I've generated over $7 million in recurring revenue for the companies I've worked for. That means those contracts, once renewed, can turn into tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars. Why do I succeed in sales? Because I'm really good at understanding what people need and connecting them with solutions that actually work. The slimy salesperson stereotype, it comes from people who sell just to sell. People who don't believe in what they're offering, and buyers can spot that from a mile away. When you truly believe in your offering and how it helps people, that belief becomes your differentiator. Let's flip this around for a minute. Every billboard you see, that's someone selling to you. Almost any email you open, someone selling. Every social media post, podcast ad, recommendation from a friend, it's all selling. And if you're not doing it on purpose, someone else is doing it to you. your attention, your time, your money, it's all being traded. And if you can't confidently sell your own services, your story, your systems, then you're going to struggle to build freedom that lasts. I learned this lesson the hard way early in my career. I was so focused on being helpful and not being pushy that I would undervalue my work and let other people set the terms. If I am in a meeting with you, it's because I bring value, and you bring value as well with your time and energy. When you are giving someone your time, that is valuable. Act like it. And those people who get ahead aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the ones who can tell their story in a way that resonates. They can position their expertise so people understand why it matters. Here's the simple truth that changed everything for me. Ethical persuasion is not manipulation. It's leadership. It's standing in your expertise, guiding others through their decision-making, and showing up with clarity, with direction, with a solution. So here's what you're going to do this week. 3 steps. Right? Here goes 3 actionable steps. Step 1, audit your day. Notice how often you're already selling and how often others are selling to you. So pay attention to every persuasive conversation you have. You remember being in school and having to write the persuasive essay? Selling. Every time you recommend something, that book you read, that smoothie you drank, that new restaurant, that new movie. That's selling. And every time you explain why your approach works, convincing, that's selling. Step 2, now find your core value. Ask yourself, what do I believe in so deeply that I could offer it with integrity? Maybe it's your expertise in your field. Maybe it's a system you've developed that saves people time or money. Maybe it's your ability to see patterns that others miss. Step 3, practice clear positioning. This week, practice explaining your value in 1 clear sentence. Not what you do, but what outcome you create for people. Instead of saying, I'm a financial advisor, try, I help families turn their income into systems that work while they sleep. Instead of, I'm a project manager, say, I turn chaos into predictable results. Start getting comfortable talking about your value. Start positioning it as valuable. Start selling it on purpose. This isn't about becoming a salesperson, right? It's about becoming a better leader, communicator, and architect of your own freedom. Because every system we talk about on this show, whether it's land, digital income, family rhythm, requires you to advocate for what you're building, to position your choices as valuable, to sell people on a different way of living. And listen, every single person has something valuable. You have something that only you can do the best. And if you want help building a system to monetize what you know and designing a strategy that fits your real life, book a strategy call at seedinsociety.com/strategy. And remember, you've got this. I'll talk to you soon.